From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Russian-backed militants in eastern Ukraine say they plan to press ahead with their offensive in areas held by the Ukrainian government. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the militants claim to have captured more ground near the region's largest city, Donetsk.
A deputy commander of the militia forces in Donetsk says his fighters have driven government troops out of the area around the city's airport. Shelling can still be heard in the city center. The militants say they're aiming for control of all the land in the two eastern provinces of Donetsk and Luhansk. The commander says the militants are not planning an immediate assault on the strategic port city of Mariupol, although that is one of their eventual goals. Ukraine and NATO say the militants are receiving direct support from Russian troops inside Ukraine, a charge that Russia denies. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Donetsk.
As residents of Long Island continue to dig out from up to 2 feet of snow, snow also continues to fall on northern New England. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, Massachusetts was among the state's hardest hit.
Eastern parts of the state are getting close to 3 feet, and wicked winds up to 78 miles per hour in parts swept snow into six-foot drifts. Governor Charlie Baker says some coastal areas saw severe flooding, damage to homes, and beach erosion.
This is a very significant storm, and in many parts of Massachusetts, I think you could call it, in fact, an historic event.
While tens of thousands lost power, including all of Nantucket, Baker says it was far less than expected. The governor says crews will need another day to finish clearing roads, but another 6 inches of snow is expected from the next storm on Friday. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Consumers are more upbeat heading into the new year. That's according to the Conference Board. It says its Consumer Confidence Index climbed to a 7.5-year high in January. On a day that some big companies, including Caterpillar and Procter & Gamble, released weak earnings reports, stocks took a major dive. All three of the major U.S. stock market indices down more than 1% today. Lizanne Saunders is chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab. She says another thing being closely watched by investors and analysts is the decline in oil prices.
I think as we navigate through this earnings season, which has been fine in general, the real focus has been and will continue to be, what does the crash in oil prices mean for energy earnings? What does the strong dollar mean for the larger multinational earnings? And are those two weak spots enough to take earnings expectations down broadly, or will other segments of the economy from an earnings perspective offset the weakness from those two forces?
Still not all doom and gloom on the earnings front. After the market closed, Apple weighed in with another blowout quarter. The company says it sold 74.5 million iPhones for the 3 months ending in December. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 291 points today. The Nasdaq closed down 90 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. President Obama made a stopover in Saudi Arabia, where he met with Saudi King Salman, the new head of state in the Arab nation, following the death of Saudi King Abdullah. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One after departing, the president said the two men did not discuss current oil prices. He says the king suggested Saudi Arabia will continue to play its role in the global energy market. Obama also said he raised the issue of human rights with the king, but did not discuss specifics. The virtual reality company Oculus, which is owned by Facebook, is getting into the movie business. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports from Park City, Utah, where the company has introduced a new studio.
The Oculus Rift virtual reality goggles were meant for video games, but here at the Sundance Film Festival, Oculus announced it's diving into interactive cinematic experiences, that is, movies. Brendan Erieb is the company's CEO. He says it's still early days for the technology.
Really, today, everyone's a pioneer like the beginning of film. There's so far to go, and it's just going to be incredibly exciting to see what everybody creates.
The new studio hired former employees of Pixar and Industrial Light and Magic. Oculus says it will release 5 short movies this year, including a comedy about a hedgehog who's in love with balloons. Facebook bought Oculus for $2 billion last year. The virtual reality company has not yet said when its long-awaited headsets will be for sale. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Park City, Utah.
The number of monarch butterflies that have reached their traditional wintering grounds in Mexico has apparently rebounded sharply from last year. According to officials with the World Wildlife Fund, this year the butterflies are covering some 2.79 acres. That's up 69% from last year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.